We will continue our regular devotional on Genesis beginning next year. This holiday season, we would like to give a timely message on the incarnation of Christ.
Why did He save us? That we would serve Him in holiness and in fear. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says that. Ephesians 1:4, if you turn with me to Ephesians 1:4, that He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before Him in love. So He chose us before the foundation of the world, that we will worship Him, that we will serve Him in holiness, having predestined us to adoption as sons of by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. Now, there are a lot of people, some people, they talk about the predestination for the rest of their life, but they don't live in holiness. There's something wrong there also. So if you're truly predestined, you will live in holiness, serving God. Now, many people, of course, the world believes that Jesus was born in December. Of course, He was not. Because if you remember, the shepherds were outside when the angels appeared, and the shepherds don't go in winter time with their sheep. But many believe, a lot of Bible scholars believe, that He was born somewhere in September, in autumn. There's good reason for this. And some believe that He was born during the time of the Feast of the Tabernacles. There's some good reason for this. Three major festivals in the Jewish religion: the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, that is the Passover, the Feast of the Feast of the Weeks, that is the Pentecost, you know, the 50th day, and then the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles, you find this in Leviticus 23:41. I just want to throw this to you, but we have no absolute proof, but this is something we can think about. Leviticus chapter 23:41 says, "You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in the booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths." And God is talking about the Israelites when they were in the wilderness, when they were living in booths or tents, to remember that. And there was a feast for that. And that is called the Feast of the Tabernacles. Now, the Temple of Solomon was Solomon's temple was a type of Christ in His human nature. And it was dedicated at the Feast of the Tabernacles, the Temple of Solomon, which was a type of Christ's human nature, was dedicated at the Feast of Tabernacles. If you turn with me to Zechariah, look at this scripture, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16. 16 says, "And it shall come to pass," this is talking about the future, "it shall come to pass," Zechariah 14:16, "that everyone who is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." Very interesting. And remember, John gives a little hint here in John chapter 1 verse 14, where we saw, "And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us." That's pretty interesting. I just want to show it to you. Just throw it to you. Now, Jesus, is the Father is not the one who came, but it was the Son who came. But it was the Father is the one who sent His Son. John chapter 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Now, we studied this before many times. The world means not every single individual. The world here is talking of the Gentiles, because Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and to Nicodemus there are only two people, that is the Jew and the Gentiles, and the Gentiles are the world. And here God is telling Nicodemus, you know, God did not send His Son not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. That's what He's saying. And here, why? He came to His elect. Father sent because He loved them. He loved the elect. That He came, Jesus came to suffer and die for sinners. And love was manifested. If you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. Unto us. It's talking to a specific group of people, not to all. Unto us a son is born. Unto us a son is given. Even if you look at Matthew 1:21, it's very clear. It says here, And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people. Not all the people, but only his people will be saved. Now, this is amazing. The incarnation, you know, is a mystery. Now, we don't understand, but God has prepared this before each one of us was born. Before you were born, in God's mind, He saved you. That is, if you truly trust in Jesus Christ, before you were born. The Bible says that grace was given to you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
But of course, we all came from the Adamic nature, and we were wrathful. We were wrathful against God. We were offending God. We were sinful against God. And we didn't deserve to be saved. At all. So just like the children of the world, we were just like them, just going, doing our own thing. One day, light came to us. Suddenly, we were spiritually dead. God raised us from that spiritual dead. Suddenly, we realized, wow, now I see. My chains fell off. Now I am set free. That's what happened in due course of time. Now, to see this from a prophetic view, how God is going to send His Son to this world to redeem sinners. And if you turn with me, let's end up with this scripture to 2 Samuel chapter 7. Came to pass when the king was dwelling, the king is David here, when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him the rest from all his enemies all round, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, see now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tents and curtains. And David said, look, I live in this huge mansion with so much comfort, but God's presence is where? His presence is not in this great mansion that I live, but it is inside a tent, covered with a curtain. Then we see in verse 7, wherever I have moved about with all the children of Israel, have I ever spoken a word anyone from the tribe of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people? Why have you not built me a house of cedar? And here we see how Nathan is going to come and tell David, to turn with me to verse 12, when your days are fulfilled and the rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you who will come from your body, and I will establish kingdom. God is saying, David, you don't have to build me a house. I'm going to build you a house. I'm going to build you a house. And the Messiah is going to come from your body. That's why he is called the seed of David, the son of David. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Verse 14 says, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. Wow.
We will continue this message tomorrow. God bless your soul with the richness of his word.
The stars are brightly shining.